Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I'm your host, James Morris, and we got lots of news to talk about today. A lot of different things happening with the Mets again. Oh, you got some water there. What's happening here? Max Scherzer, a three-time Cy Young winner, is finalizing a three-year contract worth $130 million with, you guessed it, the Mets. And I don't think any of us really guessed this would happen because, I mean, the Mets just got Starling Marte, Mark Canha, and Eduardo Escobar. But Max Scherzer has officially signed with the Mets, according to MLB Network's Sean Heyman, $43.3 million each year of the deal for 3 years. What are my thoughts on what just happened? I think it's phenomenal of what just happened to the Mets right now. If the Mets are not going to be good, I don't know what's going to happen. We'll just name a couple good players for the Mets. Javier Baez, Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, Max Scherzer, Jacob deGrom, Starling Marte, Mark Canha, Eduardo Escobar. It literally pretty much goes on the entire time. So your outfield's stacked. Now your pitching is stacked. Your outfield is stacked, and your infield is phenomenal. I don't know if this is impossible to even lose a game. Starling Marte is on a 4-year, $78 million deal. Canha, 2 years, $26.5 million. Eduardo Escobar, 2 years, $20 million. Now Scherzer is on a 3-year, $130 million. But Max Scherzer is a phenomenal player. He's been in the league for so long, and he knows every single secret there is to have the best pitch, have the best pitching form, know what to do, what's going to happen. He's that kind of guy. I don't know if he's a leader on the team, but he definitely gives very good, he definitely gives good advice. I think it's amazing what just happened. Max Scherzer is a player that every team wanted to have. The Dodgers wanted to re-sign him really bad. Every team wanted him extremely much. Or every team wanted him a ton. And, that almost happened. But, the Mets have gotten Max Scherzer. The Mets, which have Jacob deGrom now and Max Scherzer. Those two are literally the best players in the MLB. Or best pitchers in the MLB. I'm not even joking. Got a little thing on Max Scherzer that you're going to listen to here.
Another day, another Max Scherzer start, another display of dominance.
8 innings from Scherzer, strikes out 14.
He has come over there and been absolutely dominant.
3,000 for Scherzer.
These are like video game numbers.
Yeah. He wants to blow you away. He's a great wipeout stuff.
Magnificent pitching performance. A standing ovation inside Dodger Stadium.
It might be one of the best trades ever that's gone down.
Max Scherzer is getting paid. 3 years, $130 million. And simply put, he inks the largest average annual value contract in Major League history there when it comes to pitchers at $43.3 million a year. Keep in mind, he still gets $15 million worth of deferred money from the Nationals between 2022 and 28. Now, whether how that breaks down, we're not 100%.
So that's what MLB Network had to say about Max Scherzer. I'm at all. I just feel like the Mets, they're so tired of their year last year. They knew they had to be good this year, or they can't be bad this year. They just have to be good. They've spent so many years on this low reserve team that has not been good. But the Mets have hit big. Max Scherzer's stats from 2021 was 15-4 with a 2.46 ERA and 236 strikeouts. With the Dodgers, he did amazing. I mean, let's see his stats here. So he went 4-0 with a 1.91 ERA in his last four games. But this is the weird thing. For the Nationals in 2021, he was 8-4. So, you know, that's decent. 8-4 for the Nationals is okay. For the Dodgers, he went 7-0. And it's kind of funny, though. He gave up more hits than he did with the Nationals. He gave up more hits with the Dodgers than he did the Nationals, but he was 7-0. That just kind of proves how good the Dodgers' hitting is, and we'll talk about that a little bit more, what's happening to him. but it's amazing to what just happened. He is 190 for wins and 97 losses in his career. Max Scherzer is going to help the Mets so much that I think already the Mets have a chance of going into the World Series or something. I'm just in awe on what's happening. The Mets are a team that's really trying to be good. They're really trying to get every single player there is out there. I know a couple of podcasts ago, episodes or whatever ago, I said already how good they were with Starling Marte, or how good they're going to be with Starling Marte, Mark Canahan, Eduardo Escobar, and Jacob deGrom, and Francisco Lindor, and everyone like that. I already said how good they were going to be. Well, they just got a better player. They're probably their best player on their team. And they're probably, they still might go some more. I mean, it's amazing of what they're doing and how they're doing it. They're really trying to be good, and the Mets are going to be a team to worry about, for sure. No matter, even if they have a bad season next year, they're still going to be a team to worry about. So, that's about the Mets. The Max Scherzer thing is amazing. You can never, ever go wrong with Max Scherzer. Another big name for a different team, American League, is Robbie Ray, American League Cy Young winner this year, and the Mariners have officially got him and are closing in on an agreement with Robbie Ray, a 5-year deal worth $115 million, and he has a decision to opt out after the third season, according to ESPN's Jeff Passan. But Robbie Ray is 30, but has a premier strikeout arm with extremely good command issues. Especially in 2020 as well. Robbie Ray also had the most strikeouts. He had, to be exact, he had 248 strikeouts at 193 innings. He was 13-7 with a 2.84 ERA. And honestly, I didn't think he deserved to win the Cy Young. I didn't really think he should have, honestly. But he was very solid. He only struck out batters. That's pretty much all he did. He didn't really do much else. He was just all about striking out players. He doesn't have amazing stuff. He's just really good at aiming, you know, his pitches, commanding, you know. And he excels so much at striking out batters. And that's what makes him have so much success in getting 13 wins and a 2.84 ERA. So, Robbie Ray has officially signed with the Mariners. And do I like that? I think I do. I mean, I'm looking at his stats right now. Robbie Ray overall doesn't have like amazing stats. I mean, he went 5-12 one year. He had a 5 ERA one year, and went 8-15. But he also has one time with the Diamondbacks, he was 15-5, 2.89 ERA. One time he was 12-8. But this is easily his best year. Well, arguably his best year in the big leagues, and they're just really excited to have him. The Mariners are so sad they did not make the playoffs last year, and they want to prove it that they have enough talent to do it this year again. Can they? Do you think they have? Do I think they have enough talent to do it next year? Absolutely. I think they will make the playoffs. I don't know how far they go into. I think they'll break their playoff streak here anytime. Mariners and Robbie Ray agree on a 5-year deal. I think that's an amazing idea, at least for the Mariners, because they need pitching. You can't hold on to the Tyler guy, the lefty, all the time. You need some other lefties in there. They got Robbie Ray. The guy from the Pirates, can't remember his name right now. They got him for the Pirates. But here's what they have to say about him. Robbie Ray.
Great 2, swing and a miss. Got him at 97 down at the knees. A swing and a miss. 5 strikeouts now for Ray. Swing and a miss. And a fastball gets him swinging. What a put-away pitch that's been for him tonight.
Real good arsenal of pitches early in this game. That slider is money. It's another strikeout on another slider. It's pretty nasty.
13 strikeouts. 14 strikeouts. What a performance by Robbie Ray.
That is Robbie Ray for you. It's amazing to me what Robbie Ray has the ability to do in striking out batters. I already told you this, but 5-year deal worth $115 million. Wow, didn't know the Mariners had that kind of money. But Robbie Ray, a Cy Young this year for the Blue Jays. Put that in mind, the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays have gotten rid of Robbie Ray, and the he just got signed with the Mariners. But the Blue Jays just got rid of Robbie Ray, and they just got Kevin Gausman. The Blue Jays have officially signed Kevin Gausman from the New York Giants, or New York Giants, San Francisco Giants have officially signed Kevin Gausman. The Blue Jays have officially signed Kevin Gausman. So they got rid of Robbie Ray. Well, they kind of had to. He's a free agent. So they're like, okay, let's get Kevin Gausman. He's a trustworthy guy. They just got him on a 5-year, $110 million. So this is where it comes to me a little bit. I think we can all agree Robbie Ray is a lot better than Kevin Gausman, no matter what year it is. Robbie Ray is a good portion better than Kevin Gausman. Robbie Ray only has five more million dollars, at least in the contract-wise, for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays for Kevin Gausman, a 5-year, $110 million deal for Kevin Gausman. Robbie Ray, a 5-year deal worth $115 million. I would put a lot more money in for Robbie Ray. I feel like he should have gotten a different team than the Mariners, especially only getting that. I mean, it's a lot of money, but I feel like he should have offered a little bit more. But it's already official. But Kevin Gausman, after spending a lot of good seasons with the Giants and being non-tendered by Cincinnati, Giants only had a 1-year, $9 million deal, and it was very successful in 2020. Kevin Gausman, but Kevin Gausman then chose to accept the Giants' $18.9 million qualifying offer to return to San Francisco, but now he has gone to the Blue Jays. So Kevin Gausman is a Blue Jay, and what do I think on this trade? I don't like it that much. Kevin Gausman's a great player. I think he's going to do really well. I don't know about do really well. I don't think I would do... I don't like Kevin Gausman that much. I don't think he's going to keep up his great year. And to be exact, his great year was 14-6 with a 2.81 ERA with 227 strikeouts. There's no way he can keep that up. I mean, if you look at his stats, his best year besides this year was 11-12. That was his best year, without a doubt. And now he all of a sudden went 14-6 and he's getting old. There's no way he can repeat that. I don't think he'll ever. He might hit 10 wins next year if he's lucky. But 2019 he was with the Reds. He was a relief pitcher, but he was 0-2. Then he was also with the Braves. He was 3-7. But he's been in the Orioles. He's been with the Orioles. He's been with the Braves. He's been with the Giants and the Reds. Yep. Kevin Gausman has signed with the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays are really hoping they can replace Robbie Ray, because Robbie Ray did so well last them, and they hate to let him go, but that is that. You have to do your best to keep players that are good, and they didn't really try to keep him back, really. So they got Kevin Gausman, and I think it's a good idea. I think it was good that they kept Kevin Gausman. It was not the greatest decision, just because you can't really trust an older guy, you know, on everything like that, on staying good anyway. I don't know. I'm really anxious to see what's going to happen in the future with Kevin Gausman. Kevin Gausman also be Jose Berrios in the rotation, also Haijian Ryu and Alex Manoa. Those guys will be in his rotation with him. So a decent pitching rotation for the Blue Jays. And they're really hoping they can really do it this year, because they went so close from being in the playoffs last year. and their hitting is gonna do it for him. But here's what MLB Network had to say.
I'll put it in perspective for you in a sec, but also apparently a really good dude. I mean, all my experiences have been great.
Skip that back.
He had a career year, 2.81 ERA, 33 starts, and I'll put it in perspective for you in a sec, but also apparently a really good dude. I mean, all my experiences have been great as well. Alex Wood, his teammate from San Francisco this past season, put some respect on this man's name. There's some people you play with in your career that are just genuinely amazing human beings. Goss is one of those guys, the good guys. Do win, and Toronto just got a baller. He balled out on free agency, too. Scott Braun, Kevin Franzen, Hannah Kaiser, Tom Verducci. Because Ken Rosenthal reported 3 years, 40 mil was an offer for him a year ago. He said, nah, I'll do the qualifying offer. And now it's 5 years, $110 million for the first-time All-Star to be a Toronto Blue Jay. That worked out mathematically pretty well.
Yeah, it worked out.
So, I don't think it's a great decision for the... I know, like Alex Wood just said, that, you know, he's a great person. he's a good guy to be around, you know, and everything. But there's no way, in my opinion, that he can keep this up. I don't feel like he's going to do super good with the Blue Jays. And now we're going to talk about the Texas Rangers have signed Corey Seager, an amazing player as well, and a massive 10-year, $325 million. Wow. That's the Rangers' second big ticket for free agents infield pickup in a long time. And actually, since Marcus Simon, which was only a couple days, which was a 7-year, $175 million. So, Corey Seager is worth more money than Marcus Simon. I don't think that's true. I mean, Marcus Simon, in my opinion, is a lot better than Corey Seager. Let's check his stats. Corey Seager, well... Is Corey Seager worthy enough to have that big of a contract? Honestly, his stats are okay. I mean, he batted... what did he bat? Oh, yeah, sorry. He batted 306, only had 16 home runs. He was... I believe he was MVP. Oh, he was a Rookie of the Year in 2016. He did do really good that year. He batted 308 his Rookie of the Year season with 26 home runs, 72 RBIs. He was MVP 1 year in 2020. I believe that's correct. But he batted 307. And, or no, he batted 306, my bad. But didn't have, in my opinion, this is my opinion, he did not have a great season. I mean, I feel like he's a lot better than, his contract says a lot more than his stats. His statistics are, you know, a little above average, but his contract is saying otherwise. His contract is saying that he's a guy who's been around a league for 20 years and is better than Mike Trout. I mean, it's like signing Mike Trout. Mike Trout had almost a similar contract to Corey Seager. I think he's going to do great for the Rangers, Corey Seager, but I don't think he's Corey Seager is the greatest player every team's going to want. I think the Rangers would need him, you know, because they're not a great player. They don't have a super good team besides Marcus Simon and Corey Seager now. But Corey Seager definitely up the Rangers for sure. But I just don't think he's going to be as good as everyone's going to hope. In fact, I can almost guarantee it. I don't think he might bat 300. He maybe will have. I think about have the same stats as this year. So okay, not great, but not bad. Definitely not worth $325 million, though, I'll tell you that. But 10 years, he was hopefully maybe be with the Rangers for 10 years. And that's a lot. He's already been in the league for 7 years, I think it is. So 17 years in the big leagues. That's a lot of years. I don't know if he can keep it up like that. But the Rangers are really signing a lot of big names for a lot of money. $175 million a couple days ago, $325 million today. That's a lot of money. I mean, can count that high some people. I mean, it's crazy. The Rangers, both that's a second baseman and a shortstop they've just got, and they do need that position for the most part. But Corey Seager is a great player. He will help any team he will be on, but there's no way he is worth $325 million. I just don't think he's that kind of good of a player. There's just no way. But he did well with the Dodgers, and he's a good hitter. He's a left-hander. He's a great shortstop. He's not a Gold Glove winner. I don't think he's an All-Star, but he's a good player, but not worth $325 million. Not even close. I would sign him to a six-year, $160 million, if he would say yes to that. You know, Marcus Simon was seven-year, $175 million. I would do a five-year, or I'll change that, five-year, $110 million or so. Maybe even less than that. Honestly, he's an above average player, but he's not an amazing player. He's not super duper good where everyone's like ooh and on over his like talent. I mean, he wasn't even like a super good draft pick. Honestly, don't really know. I mean, people already predicted his batting average for next year and everything. Supposedly, he's going to bat .282 next year with 19 home runs. For me, that's about right, but I think the home runs are going to lessen a bit. I think he's going to have maybe 10 home runs, 70 RBIs, and I think he's going to bat .282, almost exactly. But long story short, Corey Seager have signed with the Rangers. Max Scherzer has signed with the Mets. Robbie Ray has signed with the Mariners. Blue Jays have signed Kevin Gausman. And there's a lot more trades today, but I can't just all fit in it today. The Marlins have made a couple of trades. I will hopefully talk about to that tomorrow. But thank you for listening to MLB from CDA Baseball. Spread the news. That was episode 13, I believe. It's going by fast. Thank you for listening to MLB from CDA Baseball. Take another listen. Spread the word. Thank you.